This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is October 26th, 2022, show number 436. Well, Microsoft, Google, Alphabet, earnings disappointments here.
Yeah, it looks like both the mega cap names are falling pretty sharply today. They're both down about 7% as we speak. So they're definitely getting clipped. You know, it just goes to show you, though, that, you know, they're not immune, these big mega cap tech names. Everybody loves them all the time. But there's some negative patterns in on both. And you're starting to see those patterns actually play out for a little bit now. And they got lower to go, to if you ask me. But, you know, these stocks are definitely weighing on technology today. But surprisingly enough, they're not really weighing on the other indexes. You have the Dow up 180 points. You have the S&P just down a little over 0.1%. And the Russell is actually up over 1% right now. So we're seeing strength in the small caps. And that just tells me that the market participants are looking forward to the FOMC announcement next week.
All right. What do you think that announcement's going to be?
Well, you know, last Friday, the Wall Street Journal reported that the central bank was going to look at slowing down interest rate increases after this meeting. So they did say that the Fed will raise rates by 0.75 point, which is 75 basis points. And then they're going to look to potentially slow down rate increases. So I think we got a little bit of a put in the market by the Fed right now. And that's really the reason why we're seeing the strength coming in. So if the Fed does come out on November 2nd, I believe is the meeting, and they raise rates by 0.75 point and say, hey, we're going to pause here. I think that's what the market is looking for. And you know, the market's always forward looking. It's always looking ahead. And right now they're looking for the Fed to do some kind of reversal on the verbiage or some kind of a pivot on their current hawkish stance.
Mm-hmm. But you're of the opinion they're not gonna?
Well, I don't right now don't think they can. And the reason is the 2-year treasury note yield is standing in their way. So even if they raise rates by 0.75 point right now, they're going to be at 3.75%. Fed funds rate if it's at 3.75, is still well below the 4.45% where the 2-year is. They need to get to the 2-year. So, you know, are they going to go in there and, you know, go a quarter at a time? That's going to cause disruptions. So in my opinion, this is a bounce in a bear market, and get ready. It'll last a little bit longer. Maybe it holds up into the election, but I don't see it going much past that.
All right. Hey, well, gold, silver, both catching a bid today.
Yeah, gold is pretty strong right now. That's caught a pretty good morning bid. It was up about 1%, sliding a little bit down. And silver, you know, up over 1% today. So again, acting really, really well. I took another little silver profit today. I mean, this is like the gift that keeps on giving. And this trade, in my opinion, Kerry, silver is still in its infancy. So I know people think if they missed it a little bit, but this thing hasn't even started to rev its engines yet. Right now it's on one cylinder and it's got a big block in there. So again, you know, this is the trade that just keeps on giving.
All right. So Bitcoin back over 20K.
Yeah, Bitcoin's getting a pop today. And, you know, there was some news out there I saw last night. And basically, I guess since the Chinese President Xi was reelected, a lot of wealthy Chinese residents, they say, are going to put their money into crypto because they're afraid of what he's going to do. Now, I have no idea how true this story is. I'd have to look more into it, but crypto is getting a pop today and a pretty decent one at that. So when you look at it right now, crypto futures are trading around 20,800, about a 2.5% gain. Nothing has changed in my opinion. I still believe that this is just a pop before the drop. And ultimately, this thing's going to go sub 13,000, most likely 12,000.
All right. So a couple of days ago after the, if you want to call it a reaffirmation, I would call it, of Xi, we saw the Chinese stock market really fall to pieces.
We did. We saw, you know, the Chinese ADRs got pounded that day, and we talked about it. And again, right now, when I look at the Chinese ADRs, you know, they've bounced a little bit here, but they still look horrible on the chart. So it's been a very, very tough trade to be in these Chinese ADRs if you cannot pick the day of their bounce. But overall, you know, we have a very, very horrible, I would say horrible geopolitical outlook right now. Not only do you have stuff going on with Russia and Ukraine for basically 9 months now, but you potentially have China going into Taiwan. And, you know, everybody kind of is overlooking that, but I would not overlook that at all. I think that is very much on the table. And again, you know, China is not only a big supplier of goods to the United States and the rest of the world, they basically make everything, but Taiwan supplies semiconductors. So it is going to be quite something. And I think the market right now is telling us the re-election of Xi, or the reaffirmation of him. He's going to take a hardline stance going forward.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to find out soon enough what's happening. I'm not sure about Taiwan. Certainly, they've been making noises, beating the drums, but I don't know. They certainly have been clear about their intentions. Well, with that out of the way, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's coping with the current volatility in markets and how you can profit from it. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Your emails are welcome, kl@kerrylutz.com. And don't hesitate to put comments on the YouTube channel. Nick, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.